Alex, what's going on? How are you?
So I said that the Egyptian would get an F for Valentine's Day last night. That is because I broke up with him. So.
What? Oh, Alex.
Yep, I had my Valentine's Day alone.
What happened?
We just got in another fight. Like, so he wasn't, obviously I told you, I mean, that was the truth when I gave an update about our big conversation that we had this week. And I said, like, you know, he didn't mind that I talked about on the air. He didn't. But that same subject kind of came up again because I had talked about how tonight I had scheduled a, it was like bar with your bae. It was like doing pure bar with your significant other or whatever. Right. Supposed to be like super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would go, which I was so excited about because he never will do anything with me. And so I was just like talking about that yesterday. So I was supposed to come over to his house for dinner and stuff. And when he called me on his way, like he was picking up food or whatever he was getting for like our dinner and stuff, he called me and we ended up getting into a huge fight because I was like, oh, by the way, don't forget tomorrow we're going to go to like bar with your bae or whatever. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so funny. I talked about it on the air. Everybody's looking forward to hearing how that goes. We'll have to get like a cute picture of us beforehand in our workout outfits or whatever. And he just immediately was like, absolutely not. Are you insane? Like, I'm not doing that. And it just like got into a huge fight. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
He wouldn't do the social media post or he
wouldn't
go?
He would refuse. He said, if I'm doing that, that should be enough. I'm not taking a picture. And I was like, okay. I was like, have you seen Joe's Instagram? He's like, yeah. I was like, what does he post every single week? He's like, him and Lindsay working out. I was like, okay, exactly. I was like, because when we talk about stuff on the air, if it's something like interesting, not every single thing we do, obviously every time I hang out with him, I'm not taking a picture together.
Right.
But if we're doing something interesting and it's something that I am going to be talking about on the air, like if it's something I can get like a cute picture, something to go along with,
right,
it,
absolutely.
It's important. What I tried to explain to him was we had three separate, and you guys can all verify this, we had three separate serious conversations with our manager yesterday about our social media and how we have to step up our game and start posting more stuff about our personal lives because we're not doing it enough. So I have pressure coming from the vice president of our company, our program director, and the general manager of this building that we broadcast out of because we're not posting enough stuff. And then I have my boyfriend. I'm trying to explain to him, like, you know, you need to be a little bit more easygoing on this. And he just absolutely refused. And I said, you know what? I can't have this fight with you anymore. I'm so sick of having this fight. You either get my job or you don't. You don't get it. I was like, it's so aggravating. I was like, I understand not having to post about every single thing. And I'm so sick of this conversation. I was like, but if you just can't understand my job, then like, you're never going to get it. It's going to be too hard for you going forward. And you know, there's just every single holiday, you guys don't know this, but every single holiday, the past couple months, I have cried because of stuff he's done that's hurt my feelings, like on Christmas, because of my family situation. I was so in the trenches emotionally,
obviously,
and I was crying and I told him some stuff about my childhood that I've never told anyone. His reaction was, why don't you just go to sleep? He went and played video games. He made me sleep by myself. I cried myself to sleep. I woke up at 4 a.m. He wasn't next to me. I was wondering why. I woke up and he was still downstairs playing video games. Like, he just, like, on New Year's Eve, I went and because he had friends over, I went and bought a whole bunch of stuff to decorate for New Year's Eve with my own money. He didn't say thank you. I cried over that because I went and did all this stuff and the only thing he wanted to do was argue about which bowls I used and had put out for his friends coming over. And then, you know, then we have Valentine's Day and this, and it's like, I just was done. Like, I love him, but there are things that I don't understand how we're not on the same page with. I don't understand the fights that we do have are so stupid that they shouldn't even be fights,
right.
And yet we're fighting over it. That's what's so frustrating for me, and I just feel like I can't figure out if emotionally he's ready to be in a serious relationship or not because of the stuff that we do fight over.
Right.
I mean, I told you about how he got mad at me also on Christmas night before any of that stuff happened because I told his friends who were on their way over to hang out with us that they should bring a game, and he got mad at me because he said it was disrespectful to say that to his friends when they were coming over because he had already said I didn't need to ask that and I asked anyway.
It seems like there is a total and complete lack of compromise, which is literally impossible to have a sustainable and healthy relationship with your friends, with family, with anyone, if there's not compromise involved. And it does sound like he lacks that ability to compromise in any situation.
Do you feel like then, this being said, this conversation, this breaking up, is it over forever? Do you think you guys might? Because, I mean, like, the things you're saying about, those are a big deal to you. I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but I guess, like, compared to, like, he did this to me, it's like, oh, unforgivable things that have been done, that maybe you could work through that. Do you feel like it's, this is it? Because I know you're really strong. Like, you, when you do something, you dig your heels in, whether we're
arguing. I already blocked him on all social media.
Wow. So it's done then. You're never, you're, there's no chance of reconciling and maybe talking? Or you don't know that yet?
I mean.
Or can you definitely say no?
There's a million things, like, he knew how hurt it was because I kept saying over and over, tell me you can either handle this or you don't. I can't deal anymore with you not being willing to budge at all, especially with this stuff because of, like, us getting talked to at work about it.
Right. And here's the thing, too. I think it would be different, Joe, if the social media thing was the one thing. But all the examples she just gave us, like, that, I think, shows you that maybe the maturity just isn't there. I think this was probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
And you're right. You know what? And, like, obviously, you sharing a lot there, Alex. Whoa. Is my mic? No, it's my headphones that aren't working. Okay, sorry. It's cool. Something always doesn't work around here. Can't hear anything. Okay. Sorry about that. But I just, I think, like, me and Lindsay, I share stuff like that. Like, and people know this. We don't talk all the time. Like, guess what? But while we were engaged, my wife and I talked about calling it off several times because we had such big fights and they were so like very big things. And even after we've been married, we try not to do anymore, and we were doing really well now, but we thought, like, do we need to get divorced? Is this even workable? Can we get through this? And it goes to maturity on both ends about certain things. But I don't know, I guess, but I'm not trying to poo-poo your thing. It amazes me. I'm so sorry that you have to share this on air, but that's one of the bad parts about the job too, is we get to share the high highs and the low lows, and I'm always there for you. It's just, I don't know, I just want you to be happy, because, like, I mean
when we went to Cabo on vacation together, his dad told him it seems like Alex is more in love with you than you are with her.
Mm. That is,
I got all the feels when you said you would go to sleep like crying by yourself and he was playing video games, because you know, with our job, obviously we go to bed really early, and I would tell Chase, like I just hate if he'd stay downstairs late and, like, watching TV, I'd be like, you know, can you please come sleep with me? And so finally that's something, you know, he compromised. And so I understand what you feel. It's like the worst to just go to bed alone crying.
Yeah. And I mean, I just really felt like he was different. Like, he understood my job, and it seems like he did for the on-air side. But for some reason that does not translate onto social media, which I've said over and over again is equally as important for us, for normal people. No, I get it. But for us, it is different. And I'm tired of having that fight. You have to understand all of this or not. And I kind of feel like at this point, I'm never going to get married, because all the morning show co-hosts that I know, like, that do what I do, if they are married, it took them till they were in their late 30s, almost 40 probably, to get married. And so many of them just never have been able to, because it is almost impossible. For some reason, it's easier for guys that are in radio to get married. But for the girls, it is always almost impossible to find someone who can deal with it.
Is there a reason you had to look at me like that? Like, I get you're going through a hard time, but you act like, oh my God, how did Joe get a wife? That hurts too.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of women in radio are very, very strong women. And I think it's almost hard to find a man that's man enough and mature enough to be able to date a woman that is as strong as you, Alex, because you are one of the strongest women I know. And I also think, too, that you will find someone, and I think you'll find someone quicker because you're ready for it.
All right.
I think that other girls in radio who end up getting married later, maybe they're not ready for it this young, but you're ready for it.
Let's talk to, is this Elizzy? Somebody.
Hello?
With any, at least, I don't know how they spelled it on the phone. What's going on? You're on the phone with me, Alex, of the Web Girl and Pork Chop. What do you want to say?
Alex, I just love the hell out of you. I don't know if I can say that, but I am.
Oh, my God, she said hell, guys!
You deserve better. Someone's going to find the beauty in everything of you, and you deserve that. So let him go. I mean, if he can't see it now, then you guys have only been together not even a year. You deserve so much better.
Oh, we were so close. We were
so
close.
You stick it out, because that person will find you.
I'm just so mad because this always happens to me, but we were so close. And I mean, you know, I'm the one that chose to end it. It wasn't him, but it was me, because I don't know how we can get over these same fights that we're having.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show.
Kay Hannah says, just heard Alex. OMG, I'm so sorry. Lots of hugs for you. Take care, Alex. You deserve better, sweetie. If it's meant to be, he'll come around. If not, you'll be fine. And then Lamika says, when you cry with Yo Alex raps over her breakup. Hashtag that's friends. Hashtag thank you next. We're here for you, Alex.
Mary. You guys are my friends. Everyone listening is my friend. We have a special connection. We are family. The people that listen to this show, we share everything with you. You share everything with us. And that is a deep relationship that we have.
Mary's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, what did you want to say, Mary?
I've been married to a Middle Eastern man for 27 years, and I think their problems, it's all cultural.
Really?
The cultural differences.
Why do you say that? Like, what would the cultural differences be that you've experienced?
I just feel like there's different standards for the men than the women. And her being such a strong woman, I think that's kind of looked down upon in their culture.
That's
you
interesting.
Think? But it's like, but he also, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I'm taking your word for it, but also, like, he was born here in America and raised here, too. So do you think that's different, though? Or do you think, like, that's what was learned?
It could be a little bit different, but I still feel if he was raised by a strong Egyptian man, then I think it's still got a lot to do with it.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's do line number four. Alex, you're on with Alex.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to let you know that listening to everything that was explained on the air, he's a cheater. I used to live that lifestyle, and I used to do the exact same things to my ex. So I know for a fact he's cheating.
What do you mean?
Well, the ignoring her and knowing the fact that she's crying, he knew she was crying. Ignoring that's heartbreaking.
Why would that mean cheating? Because you're not emotionally invested in the relationship, you mean?
Yes. I used to be that type of person, and because my feelings were somewhere else.
Wow. Well, I definitely did not get that vibe personally, but
he's cheating.
I mean, that's definitely scary.
Yeah, thanks for opening up and sharing that. But like I said, I don't get that vibe either. Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on? What do you want to say?
I just wanted to tell Alex she did the right thing. If she feels that way, then it would only get worse. Like, I've been in her shoes, except I was married, and he is the father of my kids, and I left him. I got a divorce. He was just so mean and so evil, and he didn't care. He would tell me the same things. Go play his video games while I'm crying myself to sleep, while I'm supporting my kids and taking care of everything. So she's definitely stronger than what she realizes, and it is going to hurt, and it's going to suck, but it's going to be worth it. At the end of it, it is going to be so worth it.
All right. Hey, thank you, Amber, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate it.
Olivia on Twitter says, I may not agree or relate to Alex's views, but everyone can relate to heartbreak. So here I am crying on my way to work. Stay strong, girl.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys for all your calls this morning. And if you couldn't get through, where we have this up on social, it's obviously on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Is there anywhere else to join in the conversation?
It will be. On Facebook, just search for Radio Now, Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys.